Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that a godly woman in church is to be of a quiet spirit. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Bible principle says a godly woman in the local church is to deport herself with a quiet spirit. She's not to be loud, outspoken, or seeking authority for herself in the church. Yet, they are participating in music. Not as authority, not as support, as if they're supporting the authority as being over others. I mean, they do sing solos, they teach Sunday school classes of children or other ladies, they give testimonies, and that's all right. I don't have anything against a lady giving a testimony in a church service when the testimony meeting is open. But when it's a church service, they are not to teach, nor are they to usurp authority. Pray with your husbands. Pray with other ladies. That's fine. Notice verses 13 and 14 here, 1 Timothy 2. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. And that's what God says. She was formed to assist Adam. Not the other way around. You know the word help meet means to help meet a goal. Now, I'll make some people upset with this again, but I think I've probably pretty well done a lot of that in this passage. When you teach the Bible as it is, to man as they are, it gets people upset. And there are a lot of folks who put an emphasis on the home, and there's not anything wrong with emphasizing the home. And I've heard people over the years say, before God established the local church, before God established government, he established the home. That is right. 100% right. But let me tell you one other thing that's 100% right. Before God established the home, he established ministry. Adam tilled the garden. He's the one that tended the garden, should I say. He's the one that looked after the garden and looked after the creation of God. God gave him that responsibility. God gave him that duty. That's what Adam did. He first had a ministry. God said he needs a helpmeet for that ministry. Now, what does the word helpmeet mean? It means to help meet the goal. What was the goal? Eve was created to help Adam meet the goal of ministry, that is, doing a work God wanted them to do and finishing the job. Every family starts off with a husband and a wife. That wife needs to see her responsibility is to help her husband meet the goal of ministry, the will of God for that family. He's the head. She's the support to that head. She is the wife. She's in submission. And then as they have children, they direct their children in ministry. Too often, you see people that say, well, the home was before the church. Therefore, if I take my family and we decided that we're going to just not go to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night, we're just going to have our own little Bible study, we're going to go take a picnic, we're going to do this, do that, because God formed the family before he did the church. Okay, well, why don't you do that about government? You know what? God formed my family before he did the government. Therefore, Instead of paying my taxes, I'm going to use that money for my family because God ordained the family before he ordained government. And that's not going to last very long, is it? So all those things that you say are strong convictions, all of a sudden you'll give up those convictions instead of going to jail and spending the rest of your time in jail and having your home confiscated. So, you know, don't be a liar. And understand, ministry was first, and God has chosen for this day that ministry of the family is centered in the local church. And we are part of the local church. If you're saved, you should be a part of a local church. So, the goal is ministry for Christ. The ministry Christ would have you to do it and complete it. Widows and single ladies work within the parameters that are given by God. We look at verse 15. He says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Now here, ladies that are saved, but they're not living on the soul, they're living on the spirit. In other words, they're not living by emotion, but they're living in the spirit, guided by the spirit, guided in the areas of righteousness. And when they're that way, then they will not be the silly women ever learning but never able to come to the truth. You see, godly, spiritual women do not have a problem with this God's order given by the Holy Spirit as a command to be obeyed. The lady knows it's from God, and she knows whatever's from God is for her eternal best, her eternal good. And oh yes, in this lifetime, people may mock it, try to make her feel bad, but she knows in eternity, which is so long that it makes this present time on earth seem so nothing. She knows it'll be far better for her that she endure it now. But you see, carnal, rebellious ladies who have been caught up by the spirit of the age, they do have a problem with God's order here. Now, you can be upset with both the message of God and me, the messenger of this thing here that I've just given you. It's not my message, it's God's message. But the truth of the matter is, you're left with the choice between the real Christ or the religious culture. And your decision is the difference between real revival or a pseudo-religious experience, which will lead to ruin. It comes down to either politically correct or Christ. And if it's going to be Christ, it's going to be difficult, but not impossible. My friend, if you look at the moral climate of this country, you see our young people leaving the church. You see the morals going down the drain. Couples moving in and living together without marriage. Homosexuality being accepted even in churches, having homosexual preachers and leaders. And you see all these things that go against the fundamentals of the faith. You're not going to change that through elections, presidential or state or local elections. It's not going to change it. Even if you get the best of men in, this is something that's going to come by prayer and fasting and people dedicated to being holy people, no matter how much the world mocks it. We read an entire chapter in Hebrews, chapter 11. Of heroes of the faith, people who were hated and mocked, threatened, and for the most part, people wanted to kill them. That was their life on earth. But for centuries, we have been honoring the same people. And you've got to decide whether you want a moment of glory with the present generation of worldly religious people, or you want the eternal rewards of God's holy people. And so I want to close this message out by asking you to be a godly lady, to be a godly husband, to be a godly man, to be a godly woman. You see, men, you're going to have to pray with holy hands, a life that is clean and separated from this world. You're going to have to lead lives that are not filled with wrath and doubting of God. You just go on regardless of the circumstances. Ladies, you've got to decide to dress right even if the rest of the world is dressing wrongly. And men and women, you've got to decide to make your daughters dress as they ought to dress when they walk out of your house and when they're in your house. And you've got to decide if you're going to be a true man of God or if you're just going to be religious. You've got to decide whether or not you're going to be a true woman of God or you're just going to be religious. My friend, I'm not asking you to respond to me. I'm asking you to respond to the Holy Spirit of God. As we told you at the outset, every word of Scripture is God-breathed. This is not Paul's word who was used to pen these words. These are the Holy Spirit's word. The Holy Spirit dictated every word. And you have to make a choice between thinking in the moment or thinking in eternity. Do you have eternity set in your heart? And is your life geared then to fulfill that ministry? Or do you look at the present to fulfill self? I want to call you to change the tide. Let's change the tide. Let's get together and change the tide, folks. Let's start it in our churches across this country and around this world. Let's quit losing our young people to the world. Let's quit training our young people they have to be entertained at church. And let's train them to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And would you right now bow your head and pray with me and say, Lord, use me. Use me to change this country. Use me to change this world, but especially use me to change my church. Use me and help me to know how to prevent us losing another young person to the devil, to the worldly church, to the emerging and contemporary church, and help them to go in the ways of righteousness. Oh, Lord, use me. My friend, if that's your prayer, in the name of Jesus, I hope that you will write us and let us know that that's it and that you're going to seek God. I can't direct you, but God can. And you'll seek God to direct you in your church to see if you can turn the tide. Now I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I trust you'll ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks. saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.